Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. This is 26 May, 2026. Welcome to the program tonight. I'm glad you're with us, and I do mean that. By the way, I forgot to mention to you before we ended the program last week that I was going to take last night off. My middle son turned 50. So
wow.
We went to his birthday party. Big 5-0. You know, so anyway, been here half a century, Mel. He gets old, that makes me now. But anyway.
Let me get my calculator out.
It might take a while. But anyway, folks, glad you're with us tonight. And I do mean that. And I do have, we'll make mention, we're going to have church this coming weekend, which normally we don't do to the first Saturday of the month. We're going to have this coming weekend because Phil and Lynn are going to be going next month on a trip for a few weeks. So next month will be kind of an empty month for Bible studies. We're going to do it this coming Saturday at the same time as usual, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you'll join us, folks. I really do. You can go to PastorButch.com and click on Rumble and watch us live. And I think you'll be glad you did. We pick up more watchers and listeners all the time. All the time. It's such a blessing. So humbling. And people call me from Mexico and tell us they're watching. It's just amazing to me. You can watch us on PastorBush.com, go to Rumble, and click on there, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. There will be. If you don't have a computer, you can listen on a phone by dialing 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. You can listen on the phone, but please do join us. Lord willing, if I get it put together in time, and that's where the Lord keeps me to do a teaching this week, touching briefly on dispensationalism, something I used to teach and preach. I'm ashamed to do it. I didn't know better, though, folks. But I'm going to share some downfalls of that, okay? So be sure and tune in if you can. Now, prayer request tonight. For a gentleman that listens to this broadcast in Tennessee, his name is Michael. Michael had a tragedy here several months ago now. His house burned down. He had no insurance. There ain't no way to rebuild. And he's had some really serious health issues and problems since then. He'd been in kind of a, I guess you call it a rehab shelter. But now he's looking for a place to go, and he's praying that maybe a group called Ten Care, T-E-N-N, Tennessee Care, Ten Care, will help him find a place to live so he can be at least somewhat on his own. So please, you prayer warriors, pray for Michael's situation. I mean, your home being burned down is a big loss. No way can explain that. When your home is burned down, everything you hold in your family maybe is gone. He has no family to work with now, and he's just on his own. So please pray for Michael. The door's open for him to find a way and be taken care of and maintain some independence if at all possible. So please keep in mind, okay? So anyway, our guest tonight is a lady that goes back and with us in this ministry for a long time. I don't want to tell her age because I know she's at least 40 years old now. She was 39 for 10 years, but I know she moved up a year.
I believe in time travel.
There you go.
Going backwards.
We're going to talk to Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver. We're going to cover a lot of news tonight, a lot of issues, and we want to hear from you. And I do mean that. As Bob Chapman used to call Melody, he called her the gold diva.
So he did. You remember. Did.
I do remember, and I miss Bob. I still miss Bob. He was one of a kind. He was one of a kind. And he knew what he was talking about. But anyway, we're going to discuss some different issues tonight. Of course, we're going to discuss what's happening in the precious metals markets. And I've been doing a lot of reading on that, Melody. And I've been hearing from people that are supposed to know, looking for silver to hit up $300 an ounce or more by the end of the year. Well, I don't know, about $80 now. But what would it be in the year? I have no idea. But if you would have told me in 1994 when I bought my first silver dollar for $3, it'd be $80 one day. I wouldn't believe that either. So that's not as far to jump from 80 to 300 is from 3 to 80, is it?
No, and you know, I'm like you. It can do anything. It's pretty hard to do a day-to-day thought of where prices are going to be and so forth. I mean, any one thing can happen, but I look at what has already happened. And we did get silver to 70, and it's been holding between 70 and 80, about 75. And so, and gold is, you know, 4,500, and it's been holding there. I think it's going to have to do something here pretty quick. So it's either going to bounce out or it's going to, you know, maybe fall back a little bit. I don't know. But I think what's more important for me anyway is why you buy gold and silver. We look at the price going high. We all want to make money on our investments. In the world of inflation today, we almost have to make, you know, good, you know, our investments have to perform for us and so forth. So we do want to see those high prices. We can get excited about those high prices, but it's not all about those high prices. It's about what it's doing with those high prices. And they could stay the same price today, and it will still preserve your purchasing power and your wealth whatever happens in order to promote these prices to go to the higher levels. So gold could stay here, right here at this level, and I'd be happy. Because if the paper markets break, you're still going to be the wealthiest person in your city, probably, in your neighborhood or whatever, because it's protecting your wealth. It's protecting your purchasing power, and I think that's something folks kind of forget about. We don't talk about it much. Those of us in the business, we don't, you know, we all started out that way 30 years ago, talking about how the gold and silver preserves your wealth, what it is, how it came about, the history of it, and so forth. But now we kind of focus a little more just in the increase in prices, which is fantastic. It tickles me when people call me and they want to look at their invoices from 20 years ago. And, you know, we see that their, you know, tube of Silver Eagles of $500 are now $2,000, you know, and so forth. So, you know, and if they purchased, you know, a couple of monster boxes and so forth, it's big money. It's big money. Bag of 90% silver, $1,000 face value is $45,000.
Isn't that amazing? Wow.
Mm-hmm. It truly is. So,
you know, I did a brief comment at our last Bible study, how prices literally have not went up in real money value. They've actually come down. Because what proves that is 1971, gold was $35 an ounce. It took 700 some ounces to buy a house back then. Today it takes about, I think if I read it right, 200 some ounces of the same gold to get a house now. Gold's up 4,500 now. So the dollar has made the inflation, in fact, the price is going up on the housing. When actually it's not, it hasn't went up. Neither has food or anything else. We hadn't had real money, Melody. And now if it's scarcity or something, of course, price will rise naturally. But we haven't had any real money in my lifetime, really, basically. And we're paying a price, so to speak, now with inflation because of that. So, and gold and silver, by the way, gold should still be $35 an ounce if we had the right funds that it supported to keep it on even keel. We don't have any more, do we?
No, and you just kind of made my point when I talked about if the prices of gold and silver, see how it has preserved your wealth over a period of time. And there was many times we, it didn't perform well and so forth and whatnot. But over the long term and the trend, this is what it's wealth has to be measured against something. It can't be measured against debt, can't be measured against cryptos, can't be measured against, digits. Wealth, it has to be measured by something. What else is it? Can't be debt. I heard someone interesting talking. You have all these people out there. You have all these financial planners and everything talking about, the bond market is having some issues right now. Who knows where that might end up at. But talking about all these people are concerned about debt and so forth, but yet they go ahead and they put more debt. They buy more debt from the government and put in their customers' accounts. So it is kind of interesting. It's bizarre. Bizarre.
It is. Well, the financial system worldwide is bizarre, to say the least. We prospered our nation, and the people too have prospered on a debt society. It looks like we're really doing well,
but we're not.
But we're in debt. Billions, trillions of dollars now, national debt. Now, I've got an article here that Walmart tumbles on disappointing guidance, warns low-income consumers drowning, high fuel costs will hit the profit. Walmart and Home Depot are saying they're going to raise prices because fuel prices are hitting in their bottom lines. They're going to raise the price to shoppers. Well, that's common sense. So drugstores, everything else. And I do know for a fact now that stores now are starting. Now, this sounds so far-fetched, but folks, check it out. They're actually putting electronic price tags on the shelves with the goods. Where it used to be a sticker price, now it's going to be electronic. They can change it immediately anytime they want to without anybody actually going to the site to do it. And now they're going, and I'm not making this up, Melody. It sounds like it's science fiction, but it's not. The people that know the shop there, they know that are a little more financially able to spend more, and they notice that they don't really look at price that much. Those price tags will raise the price of that good when they take it off the shelf automatically. It'll lower it down to a regular price for those they know don't have a whole lot of money. I'm not making this up, folks. They know those who are not concerned about price and those that are. The price can be changed immediately, right when you take it off the shelf. Now, Melody, how much control do you think that gives them?
We kind of think about, you're right, it's like science fiction. But, everybody is so excited about AI. Look at these data centers that are, what do you think these data centers are doing? Do you really believe that they're just there for the sake of AI and to,
And for our good. And for our good.
No, it's all about our surveillance and what they're going to do and how they're going to control. And that's probably what you just described is something that is part of the program, the robotics, the AI will be able to do that. All our social systems, all of our social, the social layering of us, our credit scores and social scores, and it all comes into play. You can't tell me any different, Butch.
The reason
Elon Musk was in the offices last year to tinker with our computers, with our government computers, gaining access and everything else that's going on, that's all part of it. They have access. Maybe they did before. I don't think they did, not to the degree that they do now. So just imagine what companies like Elon Musk's and Planetar, whatever, the Microsoft, what they're doing. I can't imagine. It's mind-boggling.
Well, it is fulfilling scripture for sure for the beast system, is it not?
It certainly is.
I mean, it's coming together so quickly. I said this to a gentleman today. Trump is filling scripture in the Middle East very quickly. And I can prove that out of the Bible, by the way, folks. I can. I did it in a teaching I did, a three-hour teaching several months ago on American prophecy. But anyway, all this is fulfilling scripture. All this is happening because it has to be this way. Do I say we need to like it? No. Should we fight against it? Of course. But it's happening as prophesied. This is all by control. And Michael Snyder, which will be on the broadcast next week with me, wrote an interesting article. Americans have never felt this bad about the U.S. economy in the entire history of our country. University of Michigan has tracked public consumer sentiment for over 70 years. They've never seen it this bad. People are aggravated, Melody, and I understand that. I mean, I went to my, as I mentioned, my middle son's birthday party yesterday. He lives about, an hour, 20, 30 minutes north of us in a town called Weston. Gas in Weston is 84 cents a gallon cheaper than in my hometown here in Nettie.
Wow.
84 cents a gallon. But I put $50 in the car, and it gave me just about a half a tank.
Wow.
Now, think about that. It would take $100 to fill my Jeep up. And it's just it's not a fancy car. It's a little V6 Grand Cherokee, an 18 model. But it took $50 to give it about a half a tank. Now, I don't know about, if I was still on the road today working in sales as I did for about 40-some years, it'd be pinching my wallet pretty tight now. Now I can elect sometime not to go somewhere if I want to or don't want to and keep appointments I got to have, and I'm okay. But for those that buy gas every day to go back and forth to work and money's already tight, it's getting rough, isn't it?
You know, it certainly is. And you know what's interesting is I think people, we can adapt to higher prices. You know, usually there was always ways you cut back and so forth. But I think it's more of an uncertainty that's putting a lot of pressure on, because we don't know. We feel it. We see it. But then on the other hand, everybody talks about how great it is, and we see other things that seem to be normal. And there's just like no reality is being, I mean, we're all in our own little reality based on, you know, how we live and work and so forth. I mean, it's really bizarre. It is like the Twilight Zone. It truly is. And I think that has a lot of people don't know. They don't know what to do. They don't know where it's heading. They don't see, and even if it wasn't an end that they would see, they can't count on things. They can't. So I think that's the confidence of the people, and the reasons they feel so bad about this economy is all part of it.
Well, it is. It's, as you said, the uncertainty of everything. I know that the war in Iran, well, you know, we're going to end it within 2 weeks. It's been, 2 months now? And it's still going on. And Iran's already won the war. They've embarrassed America. That, like Afghanistan did when Biden was in office, like Vietnam did when we were over there. America has not been able to hold its own in a war now for at least 70 years. And since World War II, I guess you could say. So it isn't pleasant. I mean, Korea was a stalemate at best. And Iran has already saved face. No matter what happens now, Iran has already saved face. That's all they had to do to bring us to our knees, so to speak, and make us realize we're not what we thought we were. And Trump, as big a blowhard as he is, can't seem to figure it out. His threats now don't mean anything. As Yi Jinping said, America now is more or less, this is a paraphrase, a toothless tiger. No one respects America anymore. This is from a leader of China saying this, not me. No one fears nor respects America. Why should they? Well, I mean, why should they? We've done nothing but embarrass ourselves everywhere, and especially since Trump's been in office. Trump is going to end all wars within 2 days. He got in office. He wasn't going to get involved in any more wars. That was a promise he made. And, of course, that hasn't been true at all. But here we see it in a country that's lost face worldwide. People and many countries are doing everything in their power to get off money to the dollar, which was one time the world currency. They're actually going other directions and making a work for them. And every time that happens to a trading partner, it makes inflation in our land go even higher. And with what we're doing now in the Middle East and other places, it's no wonder inflation is going up as quick as it is. And I watch it, the numbers come out from the government, how high or how fast going up. I don't know how in the world they can tell those lies a straight face. I don't get it. But I live in, I don't know about where you live, Melody, but I feel the pinch. Not only in gasoline, but everything else too. I see it happening, don't you?
I do. And it's, well, go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't get into it. But I did get a list here of states that are losing population quickly. By the way, Maryland is losing population every year. I wouldn't guess that. Maryland's losing pretty quickly. It's down towards the bottom as far as numbers. California is about the worst. But I was shocked. South Carolina is gaining about 80 people per 100 per 10,000 every year in population. South Carolina. West Virginia, believe it or not, is 13th. We're gaining over 19 per 10,000 in population every year. West Virginia. Therefore, a lot of people are leaving us like rats leaving a sinking ship. But we're actually on the uphill swing now, gaining population. So I never thought I'd see a day when we pass up states like Maryland and Vermont. Vermont is losing. So is North Dakota. So is Hawaii. Of course, Colorado is losing. Missouri is losing population. But a little pitiful nowhere like West Virginia is actually gaining population. Maybe it's something going on here I don't know about. But I just thought I'd share it with you.
Well, you know what? It really does come down to the governors and how these states are run. And if you take a look at Maryland and you look at our governor and the things that he's doing to the state, he's just killing the state. People are leaving the state. This year alone, I've talked to more people who are moving to Florida. You know, a lot of them are taking second homes in Florida and making Florida their home residence. And so they get the tax write-offs and they're saving thousands and thousands of dollars because the taxes in Maryland are just so high. And Wes Moore, he just keeps pumping them up. And he's been one of the worst governors in a really long time for Maryland. And that's so I think that people are beginning to move to places where they don't have to fear, you know, the governments in these states and to where they're affordable.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say this about West Virginia, and I like where I live, obviously. I wouldn't be here. I've been here all my life, basically. And I like the idea that we are overall a non-controlled state. We don't have too many codes enforcement here in too many cities in the state. We have in some towns, larger towns. But out here in the country and county, no enforcement of that. We can our prop taxes are really low compared to any of them, most states. I don't believe in any kind of property. I don't care if the dollar is too much for property tax. I don't believe in property tax. Nonetheless, we are one of the lowest in the country on property taxes. Yeah, we have some low, I guess say where the average income is lower in most states, but we can afford it. We can live here because everything else is pretty fair price. So, folks, I mean, it's happening. But this is judgment on the country. He said that when we work with unjust weights and balance, and we have for many, many years in this country, We use fiat paper to rob other countries. Now, that's what we've done. He says there's a curse on that. And we're paying for it now. So far, people have some place they can run to, Mel, like you said, to go to Florida. That's some place they can run to for some relief. But that won't go on forever either. The economy in this whole country, the infrastructure is falling apart. And the city can't afford to fix it. So what's the next step?
No, just wait until the debt does collapse.
Exactly.
You know, just wait till they default on it. Then it'll hit everybody. It doesn't matter where you're living. It's going to hit everybody.
So folks, all we're saying is get ready. And do give Melody a call and talk to her about maybe if you can. I don't care if you just afford one Silver Eagle. That's how I started out, Melody, one or two at a time. And they were only $3 back in. And I see maybe a Silver Round for sale at a yard sale. I'd buy it. Whatever I could do, I'd buy it. I couldn't buy them any time. I buy my own magazines when I'm on sale. I take their specials, but then I wouldn't order anything else because I couldn't afford it, but I got the specials. That's how I started. Then I started working with you and person things from you and because Bob Chapman told me about you and how to get started with y'all. And I did. And folks, that's how I managed to pay off my home. Buy a 2018 Jeep and pay for it. Pay for, and I hate to mention it, but paying for my oral surgery, which is up in the thousands of dollars to get my teeth taken care of. That's how I did it. Melody can tell you that. I sent the coin back in, didn't I, Melody?
Yes, you did.
So, folks, it works. It actually saved me in a lot of financial hardships I would have faced right now if I hadn't listened to Melody and other people like her trying to tell me these things. So give her a call. Talk to her. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. We're going to break in a minute. We're going to take a phone call. Get some more news cover also. If you'll call and talk to us next half hour, you can. It's 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Well, we're going to, of course, you know who Thomas Massie is in Kentucky,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I do.
You know that, of course, that he was really outgunned financially by the Zionists who backed his opponent big time, and Trump backed his opponent also, turned on Massie. When Massie wouldn't vote for his big, beautiful spending bill, and he turned on him big time. So Massie lost the election in Kentucky as a state senator, state representative down there in Congress. But this guy has got some courage. I don't agree with everything he believes. He's a libertarian. A lot of things they say I really like. Some things are not at all right because they're not based on Christ. But nonetheless, he says he's going to read the redacted names and the Epstein files on the House floor before he leaves Congress. He's going to get up and read the names of those that were taken off the list, redacted names, on the House floor. And he said Todd Blanche and Kaish Patel have perjured themselves. We'll see what happens. He's got some nerve to do that. I wonder if he'll make it to live that long. And I'm serious about that. He could be run over in the highway, couldn't he? Anything can happen to him.
I heard he was going to run on something. Just briefly, I heard it on the news tonight.
I didn't hear that.
But I don't know if it was for governor or maybe just I don't know what position. So it will be very interesting. But yeah, you know what? I'd like to see more on either side. I'd like to see people just come out and talk about it and try to bridge the gaps that have grown so much in the past 20 years, 30 years. It's that has divided this nation so much.
Oh, yes,
but also, and the big thing is Massie was big on the Epstein files. He wanted them released, and that was probably the main reason.
I wonder how many names from the House and Senate are on that list. Now, I'm serious about that. I mean, I expect a lot of them don't want the list out. And not just in our country, but around the world, people have been taken down off this list. You know that, including Prince William or Prince, mm-hmm. I forget his name now. But anyway, folks, this is for real. We live in a country that's been under judgment. We really do. Back at the break with your phone calls, like I said, 717-300-1698. Come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back. We're talking to Melody Cederstrom, and I hope you'll give her a call tomorrow and talk to her about what she might be able to do to at least try to protect yourself a little bit for what's happening right now. Again, and I say this to the glory of God, folks, it's nothing to do with how smart I am or even how intelligent Bob and Melody have been. They just knew what they were talking about and shared it with me, and I had enough sense to listen. I was able to take care of myself and my wife and my son with the medals I bought off them over the years. Now, that is a fact. It's not too late. They're still available. So I need to call them and talk to them, because if you don't, you're going to just lose out on the whole thing all around. And I don't want to see that happen to anybody. I mean, things get tight all over the place. And I'm serious. It's not just in America, by the way. It's around the world. It's happening. People are feeling the pinch. They're feeling everything coming down on them. We'll get the phone call just a minute at 717-300-1698. Melody, I want to share one more story, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Okay. This is something you mentioned a minute ago. Well, you mentioned Bill Gates. And Bill Gates, what can you say about Bill Gates? I mean, we'd take a whole hour talking about what he's done. But anyway, Bill Gates... beneficial blood sucking ticks and alpha gal syndrome should have everyone worried. Now, folks, this is for real stuff. This tick, by the way, has already covered over half of the United States. It started out down in Florida range, Alabama, Texas. Now it's covered clear up into Wisconsin and Michigan, all through there. This is what they're talking about. Now, Melly, this is for real. Two professors at Western Michigan University School of Medicine published a peer-reviewed paper in the journal Bioethics arguing that it is morally obligatory to genetically engineer ticks to spread alpha-gal syndrome. Now, why is it morally obligatory? That's a permanent condition that makes you violently allergic to red meat. Mm-hmm. The paper is called Beneficial Blood Sucking. I wish I'd make this up. The argument goes like this. If eating meat is morally wrong, then preventing the spread of a disease that forces people to stop eating meat is also morally wrong. Therefore, scientists should gene edit lone star ticks to enhance their ability to carry alpha-gal syndrome and expand their range into urban environments to infect more people. Now, that is a God's truth, people. This is for real. And I'm sitting there thinking, how long will the people of America put up with all this nonsense? It's a moral obligation to spread this tick so people can't eat red meat. And once you have it, folks, once you have this disease, there's no cure for it. I'm not making this up.
There is a cure.
Oh, is there? What is it?
Not firsthand, but a couple months ago, I had gone to an acupuncturist and she started doing acupuncture. She was in a very severe car accident in the early 2000s. They told her she'd never walk again. And someone that was taking care of her convinced her to do acupuncture. And now she's up and walking, and you know, she'd gone through I don't know how many surgeries on her back is fused and everything like that. But the acupuncture, she said it helped her and she wanted to help other people. So when I was going to her, it was around Thanksgiving. We had talked about, you know, what we were having for dinner and so forth. And she says, well, one of her clients is, I don't know, there's this particular name for person who smokes meats and so forth.
Oh yeah, okay.
And she said he was going to bring the meat over and so forth and whatnot. And she then told me the story that he was bit by the tick, to which he was severely allergic to meat, and this was his job. He couldn't do his job anymore because of this tick bite. And she did acupuncture, and he is now back doing the meat thing, eating
really
meat.
Yes. Really.
And so I was told
still there?
Actually send their patients to her for treatment for this particular tick disease. So now, it doesn't work on everybody. I don't know. Well, I'm just saying this one. I'm sharing this story.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah. So according to the article, there's no cure for it. And who? I'm positive out there somewhere.
No big pharma cure.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. but somewhere out there, there's probably some natural remedies that will help this problem. But according to this article here, there's no cure for it. And by the way, I'll make this comment. Go ahead.
But there is. From I was shocked what acupuncture can actually do. So
I've heard it cures cancer and everything. I've heard that too. I don't know. I've heard that. I don't know that, but I've heard that. We don't have any around here close to where I live that I know of. But nonetheless, that is good to hear. It really is. And I'll say this, we'll get to our first caller. You know, back in 1909, the Rockefellers bought out all the pharmaceutical companies. They used to stock all the pharmacies with natural cures. They bought them out. Within a few years, they had all those cures gone, and they brought in their chemical drugs or whatever you want to call them to help cure the people and get more money off of. But the Rockefellers, the one who took over the medical profession, so to speak, had doctors fired who would not prescribe their medicine, not lost their license. Now, folks, all this is for real. This is happening. It has happened. And it's gotten much worse since then. Again, if our faith is not in Christ, and the hope that he gives us, the only hope we have on this earth and after this world, obviously, is in Christ. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to call Offspring. Let me talk to you, because, Melody, if I wasn't certain about where I'm going to leave this world, I'd be walking around in a tizzy, so to speak, kind of concerned, upset, because everything's happening around me, the insanity around me would drive me nuts watching it, knowing that I don't have any answers for it. But I do have an answer for it. It's faith in Jesus Christ and seeing his word come to pass. What's happening in America is prophesied. In Deuteronomy 28, he said, I'll put the diseases on you that were on the world, the wicked world. I'll put the same disease on my people, on America, for example, because of the wickedness of this country. He's doing that to us. It's happening. I say he's doing it. He's allowing it to happen. So, folks, the hope is not in this world, believe me. But planning for your future, trying to prepare, as Noah did for the ark. If Noah hadn't built the ark, folks, none of us would be here. No one would have been here either. So preparing your ark, so to speak, for yourself and your family, is a biblical thing to do. Call Melody. Let's go talk to Brady in Arizona. Brady, come on in and welcome. Hello, Brady. Is Brady there now? Can you hear me, Brady? Okay, I don't hear Brady. All right, Todd, let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. I don't hear anybody.
You're talking about ticks.
Yes.
You're talking about ticks. Several years ago, back in 2011, I got bit by a tick that almost killed me. And I did the pharmaceutical drugs, and it seemed to help, but it also was miserable side effects. When I was done with that, about a week and a half later, all the symptoms came back. My doctor in Montana, who's a naturopathic doctor, said, and this might be this new tick that's come out, is that it's parasites. And that he put me on a parasite cleanse, and it cleaned up the whole problem.
Wow.
So that may be what's coming up with this other problem, tick, is that maybe a parasite cleanse might be helpful.
Well, certainly wouldn't hurt. And, you know, Summer Dre sells a parasite cleanse. I've taken it myself. I don't think I had any parasites. Nothing showed up. But I took it just to make sure I didn't have any. Summer Dre folks does sell the parasite cleanse. It's something you need to look into, perhaps. Everyone should do it, Joe, just because they need to once in a while. We all have we can all get parasites. No matter what where we eat and how we eat, we can get a parasite. That's common. You can get a lot of different ways.
Definitely.
So, folks, if you want to check that out, call Summer Dre. And by the way, her phone number is 406-274-7579. 406-274-7579. That's her cell phone number. Call, leave a message, or text her at 406-274-7579. And tell her you're going to talk about the parasite cleanse. That's worth a shot. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, that's really worth it. But what I do want to mention is that I have noticed in the last 4 months that every month the economy is getting tighter and tighter. It's like squeezing us off. You know, it gets to the point where I can't buy groceries in a month. I have to choose. Do I want groceries or do I pay rent? Or do I have to pay my utility bills or do I pay rent? Do I pay for my electric bill or do I buy groceries? And it's getting really hard. I mean, folks, when you go without food for a little bit, it's really challenging, but, you know, I'm thankful to God that I'm still alive.
Amen.
I'm thankful that he's still taking care of my needs, maybe not the way I want him to, but he's doing it. And I got a feeling that after seeing the gas prices, here in West Virginia go up over $2 more a gallon than what we were paying here 5 months ago. Yeah, you know, now we're paying, Western, like you mentioned, was $2.22 a gallon at one time. Now we're seeing $4.89 a gallon here.
Wow.
And then it dropped down 40 cents. But still, you know, the gas, everything depends on the gas. When the when the fuel cost goes up, so does the grocery cost.
Everything runs on energy.
Right. And when a utility company's got to put out more for gasoline and diesel fuel, for the trucks, for their workers that work the utility lines, it's going to reflect back on us.
Yes, it
is. We've been lied to by Donald Trump big time. It's not make America great again. It's make Israel great again. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what's happening.
Just wait until these data centers really start get going. Your energy prices are going to get higher. Your water prices are going to get higher. Your water is going to disappear. You're not going
if
to have
get
quality.
It.
Just
if
everything.
You get it.
If you can get it.
I mean, in Utah, they got a 40,000-acre site going in, and it will actually shut the power off to 100,000 homes.
Nobody's stopping them.
People are trying to, but the boards are just voting against them. But they're really trying to. And just to show you how bad it is, that one data center will use twice the amount of electricity that the whole station is using in a year.
And remember when Trump was pitching them that they would build their own power plants and solar and everything?
Uh-huh.
That was a bunch of baloney.
Oh, but he wouldn't lie to us.
Oh, of course.
Anyway, go ahead, Joe.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's true that Trump and the power plants. I know of one petrochemical plant that was in Montana. A friend of mine was telling me that they were building a couple of years ago. And at that time, when they started, all the oil fields were wide open there in North Dakota, Montana. And now they're not even open. And we're not even dependent on domestic fuel anymore. It's
no,
still
no,
overseas.
No. Well,
but I got a feeling that with Donald Trump, he's just doing what his handlers tell him what to do.
Of course.
I mean, the man's an elitist. He's an Illuminati elitist. And he does what he's told.
Absolutely.
And I noticed something about him the other time. I seen something here a couple of weeks ago with him. And he looks like he's a very ill man. Something is not very healthy about him. Like maybe he's getting dementia.
Well, that's very possible. I know his hands are turning purple and red and all different colors. Feet are swelling. Oh, that's true. Well, Joe, I got to jump. But good call. Thanks a lot. See you Saturday, Lord willing.
Oh, definitely. We'll see you then. Bye.
Okay, have a good one. All right, let's go back.
You know, a year ago, I said Trump would resign and he would probably use his health, because when people started talking about and reporting on his health, he never came. He doesn't come out and say, I'm fine, I'm healthy. He just ignores everything, which is totally against the way his narcissistic personality. So I said a long time ago, he's going to resign and he's going to blame his health.
A narcissist, he is for sure. No way around that. He truly is. Let's go back to Brady in Arizona. Brady, come on in. Try it again.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Now we got you. Come on in.
You know, after I just heard Donald Trump make a statement the other day, after he's done with the presidency here in the United States, he's just going to move over to Israel, become the prime minister. Isn't that great?
Did he actually say that?
He said that? Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And then you were talking about Bill Gates and the Alpha-Gar syndrome. And who gave anybody the right to give somebody a severe allergy where you can die from eating red meat and don't even tell anybody about it? You release these ticks across the United States in millions and millions of them in a box. They're finding them all over the United States. And if that ain't a genetic modification war against the American people, just like COVID jab was, and you got to remember, where was the deer tick was designed in Plum Island in New York.
That's
what gave everybody the tick disease, the Lyme disease in the beginning. It's the same group of people, the mad scientists that want to kill the population, they're at it again.
Well, obviously this all ties together. They're bringing us to our knees every way possible. I mean, the whole world is fitting in. And America, we'll say, is the last ripe plum, so to speak. They're going to fall into the hands of the world powers. And we're already in it. They're just bringing us to our knees now, so people will beg for help from the only help they have. They're going to be from the government. In Jeremiah 17:5, God tells us, cursed be the man put his trust in man, whose heart departs from the Lord, and it turns to trust man for his well-being. We're cursing ourselves every time we do that, but no one cares now, Brady. It's a false hope, but at least it's hope. We hope somebody can fix this mess. We hope Donald Trump's going to fix this country. We hope all this, but we're being deceived every day, and the people just don't seem to care. They don't care.
I see a lot, though, you know, just like the people that are in the, you know, the dollar, they think Donald Trump is going to save the U.S. dollar, and it's so far dead and gone and burnt up, and it's not even worth you know what. He's not going to restore it. What he's going to do is, in a couple months, when everything starts to crash again, you're going to have the quantum easing, or how do they call it, the government easing or the printing of more dollars, and again, your dollar is worth basically nothing now, and you're going to see that's when the market, and you're going to see the silver spike, so that's in the next 90 days. I see it going up to probably 300 right away, but they're talking gold 25,000, and then if you take a 10-to-1 ratio to silver, that puts silver at 2,500. Can you imagine 2,500 an ounce of silver?
No, I can't now, but I couldn't imagine it being 100 a few months ago, and it passed that and come back down.
That's
some,
that,
but it was up
yeah.
over 100. So, no, I mean, yeah, this is all happening as we speak. That's a fact. Anything else, Brady?
Yeah, one thing, too. In the silver market and versus the gold market, gold is a storage of wealth. Silver has about five different uses for itself. It doesn't act like any other metal. And right now in this country, there's like 400 million ounces short. And the reason being is because when everybody traded in silver before, they traded in paper contracts, not physical silver. And what's happening now, the call on to the physical silver market, the COMEX, which is the holder of the silver, they can't keep up with it. So law of supply and demand, silver's going, and it's going to rocket to the moon.
Okay, good point, good call. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Brady. You know, Melody, I'm humbled that I have men that intelligent, and ladies,
yeah,
that listen to this broadcast. That humbles me, because I admire what they say and what they know. I really do.
You know, when I pay attention, when we were doing the programs and we had callers and so forth, and even my clients, when I talk to them about things, I pay attention because I've learned so much over the years.
Oh yes,
because you're right. They're very. You know what? I think because they're just more open to listening and understanding with what's going on that makes them much more knowledgeable than half the population around this country.
Well, they're willing to learn.
Yes. Yeah.
They're willing to learn. And many, many people in this country, I know for a fact, a lot of them go to church, call themselves Christians, don't want to hear any of this because they're going to be raptured out anyway. They don't care. They have no idea what we're facing as a country. They just don't see it. And it's so sad.
I think it's called, they still critically think. And that's something that's been lost in this country.
It is. It truly is. It's just sad. Let's say, let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello. I have some breaking information, at least here.
Okay.
I don't know which bank it is, but I was in line to pay my T-Mobile bill. And the lady in front of me, she was talking to her. She says, now, they're changing my routing numbers and my bank number because they're closing branches of her bank. She didn't say which bank. And she was asking if there was going to be a late fee because she has automatic payment. And they're not going to be able to get their automatic payment because they're closing the branch. And they said, wow. Yeah, she'll have to. You've got so many days, grace period, before you get it turned off to pay your bill, that she will have to pay an extra fee. So they're closing branches of whatever her bank is closing the branch she banks at. And if it's happening here in small town Iowa, it's happening in a lot of other places too.
Other places.
Well, now, what did you say was going to happen?
No, yeah, this coming month.
This coming month, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
This coming month. Yeah.
Melody, any idea who it is, Melody?
No, I don't. Banks do have a tendency to absorb smaller banks and so forth when they're having issues and everything like that. But what I do know is banks have not been wanting to let go of people's money, and I've noticed a huge increase in this past year. People have to fight for their money.
Do people usually have to reroute everything when they close a branch?
Was it a savings and loan?
I don't know.
Not a savings and loan, but a credit union. Was it a credit union?
I don't think the credit union was closed. You know what I heard about that. But I don't think that's it.
Hmm.
It's one of these banks. It could have been one of the area banks. But would they reroute it all? Put new routing numbers on it?
The reason I asked about the credit union is because lots of times credit unions, they're not attached to the federal clearinghouse to do bank wires and so forth. So they actually have to go through a different bank. So I was thinking if they were absorbing a credit union that maybe they would have to change the routing number. But other than that, no.
If a bank is absorbing another bank, they don't change the routing numbers.
No, they right? still have a different routing. They have a different routing number, but
we call it different locations. Different locations. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Good call. And by the way, if you get a chance, Jan, find out which bank that is.
Yeah, I'll go. I hope I see her again. She's in another line. I find out a lot of stuff in line.
Hey, well, thanks for the call, sweetheart. Thanks, appreciate
it. In line, you know?
Well, yeah, nothing wrong with that.
It's going on. It's going on.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Okay, I've got to jump right out of time, but thank you. And Melody, how much do you take that? We're down about the last minute and a half. What do you want to tell the folks?
It really is true. Banks are acting very differently than they have in the past. They're very inquisitive. If you're receiving wires, they want to know why you're receiving wires. They call you in a disguise thinking that they, well, can we help you do, you know, open up a CD or something? No, they're want to know what you're doing. They want to track you. They want to know what you're doing with your money.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never had so many instances in this past, I'd say the past 9 months in 31 years that I've been doing this, where people basically have to fight for their funds.
Well, when I send money or get money out myself, like with the medals, they would know what my occupation was. What was your occupation? They won't give you this cashier check unless you tell them what the occupation was. It makes me mad. I said, just tell them it's another cotton picking business. But anyway, you're right, Melody. They're asking all kinds of weird questions they didn't ask a year ago.
And we're so obedient that we, you know, we go along with it instead of just saying, look, this is my money. And if you don't give it to me, give me a cashier's check. I'm closing my accounts and go someplace else.
Well,
we don't do that.
No, we don't.
Because it's, we've been conditioned not to sort of, you don't have to be combative to them, but I don't know what the right way is and so forth. But
well, you know, and it's not the people work here. It's not their fault. It's not their, they're,
it's
they're
not their
asking,
fault. Yeah.
You know?
It's very
That's
true.
A fact. Well, give the people your number again.
The number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And they can email me at discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. And I guess the Texas fight, I guess Paxton did upset Cornyn. So,
oh.
Yep.
Okay. Well, all right, Melody. I love you, sis. I'll talk to you down the road somewhere.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Alrighty, God bless.
Love you. See you tomorrow night. Have a great night. And prepare, please. Prepare. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.